Robin Gaddis, the 20-year-old son of state legislator Lynn Gaddis, faced federal judge Ralph Beistlein in court in a sentencing hearing that stretched for hours as a packed courtroom listened to often tearful impact statements from Deborah Hurd and Dan Scott, the parents of Matt Scott, who died of a methadone overdose in April of last year. Matt Scott was the first in the state to die from using the drug. Hurd carried a picture of her son and a box containing his ashes into the courtroom. Federal prosecutors had pushed for a 20-year sentence and a $1 million fine for Robin Gaddis. Assistant U.S. Attorney Tom Bradley asked for the maximum, saying Robin Gaddis had a lead role in a conspiracy to import methadone from China and distribute it to minors. Tom Bradley.
I think it was a very fair sentence. In a case like this, you can never really get justice because there's nothing the court can do to bring back Matt Scott. So he felt that was enough time to punish him and to deter others without it being too long. Gaddis is young, and perhaps when he emerges after his 16-year prison term, he can he'll be young enough to still turn his life around.
Gaddis was arrested by state authorities in early 2012 for dealing the drug, but the case was dismissed because methadone was not illegal under state law at that time. But methadone was illegal under federal law, and Gaddis continued to import the drug, catching the attention of customs officials who had tagged at least three packages shipped to Alaska to addresses of friends of Gaddis. One of those friends, Shane O'Hare, told the court on Thursday that he received packages for Gaddis at a Meadow Lakes address. Other packages were shipped to the Kenai Peninsula. When Matt Scott died, federal prosecutors stepped in. Gaddis was arrested on the Kenai and charged in August 2012. And on further investigation, a total of seven young men were charged with conspiracy and the death of Matthew Scott. All other defendants have pleaded guilty. Debbie Hurd, Matt Scott's mother, said afterwards that she had to be content with the judge's decision.
I'm glad everybody was here for my son. I still go back to the fact that who does that the day after my son dies, asks for his money back, and then thanks the supplier, right? Who does that? And who faces off on their Facebook saying, just another day in the life of Robin Gaddis? I mean, come on. You can't get by that fact. I think the judge was pretty good. And I liked how he said, what would Matt do? What would Matt do if this happened, you know? So I did think the judge was good.
Hurd referred to an email Robin Gaddis sent to his Chinese supplier the day after Matt Scott died, asking for his money back. Prosecutors used the email and Facebook postings Gaddis had authored in their case against him. Robin Gaddis told the court that he didn't send the email, that someone else who had stolen his password had done it. But there was no denying the fact that Robin Gaddis did not call 911 when he realized Matt Scott was dying. Shane O'Hare told the court that Gaddis had texted him as Scott went into overdose, asking what to do. Hurd came to the court supported by a group of more than a dozen young people, all friends of Matt Scott. Kyle Huntington is one of them.
It probably could have been more, but it was better than the 10 that what they were looking for. And then at least they'll have some time in there to think about kind of what all's happened. And then it's good that they want to put him in like rehabilitation and therapy and all that.
Judge Beistlein did not impose the fine prosecutors had asked for. The judge said he wanted to issue a sentence that would deter others and send a message to young people. Robin Gaddis will spend 16 years in federal Sheraton prison in Oregon and will receive 500 hours of drug and alcohol counseling. After the proceedings, Representative Lynn Gaddis said that her son had a long history of defiance and family conflict. She said that she and her husband had done what they could for him, including homeschooling and a stint at North Star Behavioral Health Clinic. Quote, "We knew we had a kid that wasn't listening," she told reporters. "There's a whole bunch of people out there that are going through this. I'm Ellen Lockyer."